Diego, are you far from Ventura, California?
We're about 3 hours away from Ventura.
Okay, well, in Ventura, it's illegal to make ugly faces at dogs that are found freely roaming the community.
Yeah, try to figure that one out. First of all, there's another one that's not too far from there in Riverside. Sticking your tongue out at a dog can get you a fine. So dogs are picked on very well, or at least protected, I guess. I just don't know that they're going to take it personally. But the interesting thing is, again, it's a law. We have plenty in California. I mean, we may lead the country, although the South seems to have some pretty interesting ones, too. But the butterfly law we have in Pacific Grove, where butterflies get special consideration, it's illegal to pester or annoy a butterfly. But again, I think you can get by that law and say, you know what, it's kind of maybe a protective species, and you know, I can see how they may go to that degree on that particular law.
I had no idea that if you stay in a Los Angeles hotel, and do you find cockroaches in the hotel or in your room? It's against the law to complain through the mail to the hotel that the cockroaches exist. How about that?
Yeah, well, we've got, I don't know how many thousands of laws in this book, but it's each one gets crazier and crazier. And, you know, we always go back to the same thing of why did they write this thing and why did they create a law? But a lot of times, you know, face it, in the old days, I'm sure politicians didn't have so much on their minds as they might today with the economy and the wars and all that, so they got bored. So they just started writing stuff that might be personal to them.
Well, what's amazing is that taxpayers went and paid some of these guys and gals while they wrote some of these laws. That's more disturbing than some of the laws themselves. Now, Jeff, we're speaking with Jeff Isaac here on the Talk of Connecticut, CEO and principal attorney of the Lawyer in Blue Jeans Group. Jeff, where can people pick up your book?
They can go. Actually, I'm told now that this book literally is just right off the presses. I believe it's now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any of those. It's also on our website, LawyerInBlueJeans.com, and I think we're doing at least with our website, we're doing a 15% discount for Father's Day, and it's kind of a great little fun book. We got different laws in countries too. The one you probably know about was Singapore, where public buses are not a place to chew gum. You may
right.
have heard that. That
heard
is,
that, yep.
And it's not so wacky. Although it's wacky, but it's something that a lot of people knew. But then in Russia, you can't drive a dirty car. It's against the law to have your car dirty. And with all that snow and ice, I wonder how they keep it clean 24/7.
Yeah, good question. Good
yeah.
question. Well, the book is titled The Wacky World of Laws. It's written by Jeff Isaac, available Amazon and also thelawyerinbluejeans.com. And, Jeff, we want to thank you for joining us here on the Talk of Connecticut to discuss some of these outrageous laws. And you have a good day. And whatever you do, being out there in California, don't make any ugly faces at dogs, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Jeff, good talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
418, let's get another check.